Blog Talk Radio.
Take on new. Today I empty out old wine and I drink the best wine. Oh my goodness, you can't put an old wine, new wine in old wine skins. It'll burst, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you got to be brand new. I bless you with love and peace today, divine love, praise God, that comes from above, that agape love. And we are so happy to be here today, praise the Lamb of God. I thought I wasn't going to make it. But the Lord our God is good, he is merciful, he is kind, and he has opened up the wellspring to us, and we thank and praise him for his abundance of grace, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Then I thank God, hallelujah, for all of you people of God who are so prayerful and so supportive. I had to go into the sleep clinic last night and spend the night. An angel had you all praying for me without telling you all why. But it's all well. The prophet is here, praise the Lamb of God, back home. Hallelujah. It was really just up the street, not far, where I had to go, and the Lord is good. I went and let them watch over me all night and all that, and electrify me with all them little things stuck all over you, just to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm breathing properly through the night. I am just happy for Jesus today, and I hope all of you are today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my granddaughter is here. She has things orchestrated and laid out for us. How you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing all right.
Well, that is wonderful. All right, all right, all right, all right. It's the way you ought to be doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Anyhow, we are heading to Wisconsin. Come Monday, we're going to the sanctuary, and we're going to, hallelujah, get a closer walk with God. It's going to be awesome. I just can't wait to plant my foot there, praise the Lord, on holy ground with holy people, seeking a holy God for holy revelation, inspiration, hallelujah. Activation is going to be off the chain. I just know it is. Because God has never failed to meet us wherever we gather in his name. Praise the Lamb of God. Wherever we gather in his name, he has always met us, and we thank and praise God for that. Praise God. Praise God, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do today, granddaughter? What?
Today is prayer day. We're going into prayer, intercession, and worship today. Amen.
Today is intercession and some worship. Oh, you know what? I was reading about the worship Chronicles. What was that? Chronicles 9 and 33 or something like that. I was reading in Chronicles. They had set up the worship and the intercessory, praise the Lamb of God, 24 hours a day in the temple. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Excite me about the worshipers. Praise God, that the worshipers were worshiping God in shifts. There's a lot of static in your background, granddaughter. But the worshipers were worshiping God in shifts, praise the Lamb of God. And, oh, my goodness, I thought that was, and they were hired to do it. They were hired to do it, praise the Lamb of God. To go into the house of God and stay there in shifts, worshiping God, hallelujah, and praising God as a part of the eternal concert that goes on in heaven where we worship God day and night, crying, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Oh, my goodness, what would happen if we would do that in our churches? We could get some 24-hour worship going on, my goodness, unto the Lord, and the worship would go up as one man's worship. I wish somebody would get a hold. When Israel worshiped as Israel, not as an individual. Oh, my God, what power. Oh, goodness. It just excites me. Praise the Lamb of God. I see Sister Sylvia is here.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Sister Sylvia.
Amen.
Good morning,
family.
Good morning, Sylvia.
Something wrong with your phone, granddaughter. It is really messing up in the background there, I'm telling you. It's sending some, like, some electric. There you go again. It's need to hang up and call back in, I think.
Okay, am I good now?
Yeah, I sound better. I don't hear that static in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really jacked up. Okay, so praise the Lamb of God. We got Sylvia here all the way from the Carolinas, and we thank and praise God for being here. Sylvia, hallelujah, is on the line today, and now here comes Athelia, and here comes Bertha. Hey, Athelia, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Pastor? Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Shatwan. Hi, my brother.
Hello. Hello. And we got Apostle on the line with us, too.
Yes, sir.
Hi, hey, everybody.
Hello.
Who is that you said is on the line, too? That's Apostle with you?
Yes, we got him on the line with us, too.
You know, you got to let that man go to work sometimes. You just can't be keeping him holding him hostage every day.
Great Dad, he make his own schedule. I'm not keeping him. I remember what you told me about keeping him home. He got to go to work.
You got a padlock on that man's leg. Now, come on now. I'm going to come over there. I got to keep that lock on.
He got a doctor's appointment.
Praise the Lord. But as I talk to him, he be laughing, so he must like being chained up. I don't know, you know.
He loves it. He loves it.
Oh! She done told on you, Apostle. You're in trouble now.
Hey, Prophet, the scripture said that a man finds a good thing, so I got my good thing.
Oh, my goodness. He found his wife. He said he found a good thing. And he ain't trying to leave our side too fast. I tell you the truth. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, sir, what a wonderful day it is. And we thank and praise God. Ooh, the sky is so beautiful here. You know, that could change in a matter of minutes and hours. But we thank God for the right now. And somebody say, for the right now. Because this could change. Yeah, we thank him for the right now, praise God, and what he's doing and how it's looking, praise God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, my goodness, I'm ready to get this rolling. The people are coming online here, praise the Lamb of God. If you have prayer requests today, this is intercessory day. We set it aside, praise the Lamb of God, to pray over certain topics, certain issues that we have taken notice of, that the Holy Spirit has brought to our attention, and our intercessory team, praise the Lamb of God, have been together, praise God, and have put these prayer focus together and also have some worship and stuff planned for us, praise God. I wasn't even supposed to be here today, but
amen.
I went alone and laid down, and I awakened right on time, and I said, well, I just wanted to go on and see what my children are doing, praise the Lamb of God. And
praise
to
God.
Enjoy, they support me, so I'm going to support them today. Praise the Lamb of God. So come on, let's see what we're going to do here, Shatwan.
Hallelujah. Well, we got our prayer line up, our team. We're ready. We're on post. Anybody that needs prayer, we're asking that you press 1. We're ready to pray. We're ready to intercede, and we're ready to bombard heaven and tear the devil's kingdom up today. Amen. So we're going to come out the gate with Sylvia praying, amen, and we're going to see where God's going to take us.
We're going to come out the gate with Sylvia? You got a bad person
amen.
Now, I'm telling you. She might shut down, boy. Girl can pray. You know that girl can pray, don't you? Are you aware that you're talking about Sylvia?
That's it.
Oh, my God. That girl can pray well.
Right.
If she's the first one up,
then we're going to go
today. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to worship God at the same time with Shannon Wilson in the background singing, Your Name is Holy. Hallelujah. God. Let's go. Let's go.
Hallelujah,
God.
Thank you, Lord. Glory in your name, God. We exalt you today, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for another day, oh, God, to come before you, oh, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for keeping us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for the ability, oh, God, to use our lips, our limbs, oh, God, and the blood running warm today, God. We exalt you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father, we lift up your children, God. We lift up every youth to you right now, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Father God, we claim them for your kingdom, oh God. We claim them, oh God, as prophets, oh God. Oh God, as prophetess, God, evangelists, God, pastors, oh God. Everything, Lord, that you have called them to be, oh God, it shall be, God. Father, you said your word shall not fail, God, but it shall accomplish, God, what you send it to accomplish, God. So, Father God, we thank you right now, God, that your children begin to walk in obedience, God. Oh, God, that they begin to see you as their first love, God. Oh, God, that they humble themselves before you, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, God, for parents, oh, God, that they will be the example, God, before the children, God. Oh, God, that they will teach them of your ways, oh, God. Oh, God, that they will remind them, God, what you have done for them, God. Oh, Father, we lift up those that are in the hospital, God, those that are in hospice, God, those that are sick in their bodies, oh, God, those that are sick in their minds, oh, God, those that are depressed, oh, God, and don't see any hope, God. God, you said, God, if they would call on you, God, that you would hear, God. Oh, God, heal bodies, God, heal minds, oh, God. Father, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, that they'll have a desire, oh, God, to know you for themselves, oh, God. Oh, God, those that are sick in their bodies, God, heal bodies, God. Oh, God, touch them, oh, God. Refresh and revive them, God. Even those, God, that they counted out, oh, God, those they said will not make it through the night, oh, God. Oh, God, breathe, God, your spirit in them, God. Oh, God, revive them, God. Show them, God, that you're still God. Show them, God, that you're still on the throne, God.
Yes.
Show them, Father, that you still have the last faith, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Father. Even those in prisons, oh, God, across this world, oh, God, we lift them up before you, God. Begin, God, to touch them, God. Begin, God, to give them a desire to know you, oh, God. Oh, God, that they may be saved, oh, God. Oh, God, even touch their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, restore right minds in them, God. Clean them up, God, for your purpose, God, for your use, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, God, for all that you do, God. Every leader, oh, God, we lift them up before you, God. Those that are hiding out, oh, God. Those that have taken the back. Oh, God, those that are afraid of men, oh, God, those, oh, God, that are afraid to come forward, God. Oh, God, we decree and declare, God, that they come out, God. They come out, God.
Yes,
oh, God, that they call on your name, God. Oh, God, that they speak forth your word with power and authority, oh, God. Oh, God, that they stand firmly, God, on your word, God. That they set their faith and flint unto you, oh, God. Oh, God, let them fear no man, God. But let them fear you, God, with a holy reverence, God. Oh, God, let us walk in power and authority, oh, God, that you have given us to subdue, oh, God, on this earth, oh, God. Let us pull down, God, every stronghold, every mindset, God, that's not of you, Lord. Oh, God, but we call on you, God. We call on Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, God. In the name of Jesus, the demons tremble at his name, oh, God. So, Father, we call on Jesus today, oh, God. We call on him, God, in our jobs, oh, God, in our homes, oh, God. Everywhere we go, Lord, we take Jesus, oh, God, that people will begin to see Jesus, oh, God, and no longer us, oh, God. Oh, God, that we are the light of the world, God. We are the salt, oh, God, preserving, God. Oh, God, walking in holiness, God. Walking in righteousness, Lord. Oh, God, stand us up, oh, God, on the right and on the left, oh, God, that we will not bow, oh, God, to the enemy's plans, oh, God, or his plots or his schemes, God. But, God, we'll stand firmly on your word, oh, God, that shall not fail, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we say thank you, Lord, for being our refuge, for being our peace, God, for being our joy, God, for being our Jehovah Jireh, God, for being our Jehovah Shalom, God, for being our Almighty God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, God, show the day, God. Have your way, God, moved by your spirit, oh, God. Clean up those that are calling on you, God. Those that are on the highways and byways, God. God, let us no longer walk behind them, God. But God, let us reach back and draw them in, oh, God. Oh, God, that they'll come in, oh, God. But God, we have a purpose for them, God. No matter where they are in life, oh, God, you're still in the saving business, God. You're still in the delivering business, God. You're still able to set the captives free, God. So, Father, we decree and declare, God, those on the highways and byways, God, are coming into the kingdom, God. There's such a time as this, oh, God. Oh, God, and they'll be loved on, God. They'll be equipped, oh, God, to run this race, oh, God, for your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
bless
to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Father.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, in your presence,
yes,
God.
Lord, your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, yes,
come
God.
Come on, your granddaughter. What are we doing?
Hallelujah. 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 We're going to come right behind her. And, Bertha, we're going to ask you to come in and pray. But we want you to come in and pray for our youth. Pray for our youth that they don't get snatched. Because too many of them are losing their lives because we're not on the wall for them. So we want to pray because they have so many gifts that God has put in them. And the enemy sees that and he's trying to destroy the generation. So we got to come and we got to pray for them. We got to keep them lifted up in the name of Jesus. We got to keep them in our prayers. Amen. And even those that, you know, we see children and we don't even want to deal with them because they're so disrespectful. But, you know, we got to get behind what's the disrespect from. What has happened in these children's lives that has caused them to fall by the wayside? What has happened to them or what hasn't happened to them would be the better question, because it's a lot of stuff that have happened, but what hasn't happened? What hasn't happened to them is that we're not praying for them. We're not taking them to church like we should. We're not training them up in the way that the Word said we should.
Uh-huh.
So that's what hasn't happened to them. So now we need to go in and we need to fix what hasn't happened to them and begin to intercede on their behalf. Even those that they said we can't do nothing about, God still can do anything. Everything is possible with God, and we need to lay them on the altar and stay on the altar with them. Amen. So, Bertha, we asking you to come in and pray for our youth right now.
God, we magnify you. We give you glory.
This
is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I come with a heart of repentance, oh God, asking you to forgive me of all of my sins of omission and commission. Father, anything that I have done wrong, said wrong, or thought wrong, if I have wounded or offended anyone, Father, I ask for your forgiveness now. And Father God, I ask you to forgive our young people, oh God.
Yes,
Father,
God.
Forgive them of their sins, God. Father God, some of them don't even know that they have sinned. But, oh God, we come standing in the gap today.
Yes,
God. On their behalf, asking you to forgive them, oh God. Forgive the sins of their fathers and their mothers, the forefathers and the foremothers, the grandsons and the grandfathers, the aunts and the uncles. Oh, God, forgive them, Lord. Father God, they don't know what their past contains, but you know, God. You know of the generational curses.
Yes, God,
you know of the bloodline curses. And we ask you now, God, to forgive them, oh God.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you. We thank you for our children. God, we thank you, oh God, because they are a joy to our hearts. Father God, and we ask you now, Father God, those that have been raped, molested, mistreated, and abused, oh God, we ask you now, God, to cleanse their minds, oh God, of their past hurts, their past things, their past wounds, oh God. God, you came to set the captive free. You came to heal those that are broken. You came to heal those that are wounded. God, so many of our young people are broken, God. They're broken because they've been told that they wouldn't amount to anything. They're broken because they've become dull, and stupid. God, we ask you now, God.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
Some of them, oh God, have been left alone and neglected because their parents are alcoholics, drug users. Oh God, and we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, God.
God,
heal their minds, Lord Jesus. God, cleanse them in your precious blood. Father God, we ask you now. We come against every scheme, plot, plan that the enemy has set against them, oh God, through the internet, through the media, oh God, through the entertainment world. God, we pray now. God, they made idols out of these people, out of their
yes,
idols,
God.
God, that's not the perfect example. Oh, God, let them know that you are the perfect example. That you are the one that you're following after.
Hallelujah.
Some of them don't even They don't even know who they died, oh God.
Yes, God, we ask you now.
Say your name, Lord, oh God. Say your name and do not fear, oh God. Lord, let them die. Let them be on their knees, oh God. Oh God, we call in. We call your white people in from the north, east, south, and the west. God transform their minds. To the mind of Christ Jesus. God, cover in your blood, oh God. Oh, God, let me not avoid me, Lord Jesus. God, reclaim us from your kingdom.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, they're the new apostles. They're the future apostles. Ministers, evangelists, intercessors, and warriors. So we call in, oh God. Pray for all the protection around them. Oh, God, you're not the enemy to open their lives anymore. God, oh, God, mentally abused. Demons have oppressed their minds. Help them with a strong battle spirit. We call it out, God, and we turn out of that head, and we send it back to a godly place. No longer will our young people fall into the traps of the enemy or the trickery. We thank you, God. We thank you for restoration in them. We thank you for revival in them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, come on by the eye on the soul of vacation. Oh, God, let them find some tangible things to do, oh God. God, don't let them be idols. I don't mind if the devil workshops. Sing your word in them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you honor. And we give you praise, oh God. Let them ever be righteous parents, oh God. God, let them children lead their parents to you that don't know you. In the name of Jesus, God, I glorify you. I bless you and I praise your name for the work is already done. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you glory and we give you honor. Praise your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Looking for something, hallelujah, and they see us every day, hallelujah, and we're talking about Jesus, we're talking about a God, we're talking about a King, a Savior, but we're not even talking to them, hallelujah, we begin to talk around them, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, we got to be more of him and less of us. And we got to direct ourselves to our children because they are our future. Amen.
Yes.
When we see things that are going on, we walk right past them because we have become scared of them. Amen. And, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear. But we tend to mind our own business. And, you know, I remember coming up, everybody minded everybody's business when it came to the children. And it was always, it takes a village to raise the children. Amen. But we don't even want to raise our own children, yet let's talk to anybody else's. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we walk right past them, and we see the enemy using them. And we see sometimes, you know, we can even discern what the enemy is getting ready to do. And we'll turn our heads, but yet and still we'll go right up the street and talk about how good God is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're looking at us being hypocrites. They're looking at us doing everything outside the church, but still calling and claiming Jesus as our Savior. But yet and still they're crying out to us. Amen. They're crying out for help. When we begin to see these children, we won't even help them something because we're too busy or, you know, we don't want to get ourselves dirty, not necessarily our clothes, but we don't want to taint our spirit. But if we're not helping these children, our spirit is already tainted. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's time for us to stop turning a blind eye to these children. You know, we talk about what they doing, or they so bad and they so this, but yet and still we're still calling these things out on their lives instead of proclaiming and declaring, decreeing that these children are blessed, these children are godly children. Amen. These children are turned around because the word of God that they hear every day, even out in the street. We got outreach ministries that are out on the street preaching, and these children don't believe what we're preaching because they see what we're living, a double life like a secret agent. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So
amen.
We gotta become more like Christ and less like us. You know what I'm saying? In this day and time, we want to be like the society because we want to blend in. Well, it's time that we stop blending in. Amen. And that we start sticking out because God created us as peculiar people. Amen. So, telling us, and my Bible is telling me in 1 Chronicles 16 and 11, it tells me that we should seek the Lord and his strength and yearn and seek his face and to be in his presence continually. And if we're doing that, then we don't have time to turn a blind eye to these children. We don't have time to look on the news and see another shooting in another school. We don't have time to see another kid prostituting or selling drugs or dying of overdose or being molested or raped. We don't have time because we're seeking the Lord. And in seeking the Lord, God gives us instructions. Amen. And sometimes,
Amen.
You know, we have to go on in where God tells us to go in, even though we might not want to do it. But when you give God a yes in your spirit and when you become willing
Jesus.
And obedient, That what you don't want to do goes out the door because, as prophet said, we're sold out. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. So
Jesus.
God will bring us into a place that we may minister because the whole purpose of us even being here is ministry. That's it. It's not about living a fine life. It's not about having the fine thing. It's about ministry. And in this season, ministry is needed. We have forgot about what ministry is, and all we think
my
about
God.
Is what people are going to see. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, it's just time, you know, that we come to a realization because we live, truly, Christians are living in a fantasy world about what being a Christian is. You know, we just forget about everything that God has taught us in his word, and we live the word the way we want to live the word. We leave out what we want to leave out, and we do what we want to do with the word, but we don't do the whole thing. You know, we do half of the scripture, but we don't do the whole thing. And the whole thing is you got to do the if, the and, the but, and the what of the scripture.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just waiting on comments. Amen. You know. This is my first time doing this show, so I need y'all to help me out, okay?
We here with your daughter. We got your back, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. And I hear what you're saying, especially when it relates to our young people. There is so much negligence on the part of parents, praise the Lamb of God, and what they're not instilling in their children and the discipline level that
Amen.
Should take, praise the Lamb of God, from the cradle is
That's
not
it.
Being instilled. Either, and that's very, very important. And the monitoring, the maintenancing of a child has to do a lot with the way that their hearts and their little minds are developed, and what we allow them to see, what we allow
that's
them
it.
To engage in. Praise the Lamb of God, and
it.
It's so much exposure to worldliness and ungodly things, and if a parent doesn't love their child enough, praise the Lamb. And, you know, love is words and things to people now. Love is words and things. I love you here. I love you. I bought you this. I love you here, your gym shoes. See, mama got you. That's not love. That
That's
is called supplying needs.
That's it.
And
that's
giving
it.
Wants
wow.
and desire.
And we
that's
give
not love.
Desires. They got,
they got too many wants and desires.
And, not
and they have no
need.
Discipline. They're not
that's
correcting
it.
Them. And they're not watching what is being deposited into their little hearts and spirits. So we got all
that's
these
right.
little John Dillingers and Jesse James and Jezebels running around here,
absolutely
praise
right.
the Lamb of God, ready to kill, steal, rob, and destroy. And
that's
it's the parents' fault. They're, and that's some parents want to sit back and say, I blame the church. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
You can't blame the
yes.
church because you didn't bring them to the church.
That's it. And you didn't come.
Like
you didn't
blame
come.
Blame them where you ain't been and where you
that's
didn't
it.
Send them.
That's it.
And where you didn't keep them. Our parents
huh.
kept us in church.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they
and
did.
Rooted and grounded us in
but,
the church. We day and we yeah. went night. Amen. Hallelujah.
The church was your address. Praise
that's
the
it.
Lamb of God. You
yeah.
knew the church. Inside and out. Praise the Lamb. Until the
that's
church
it.
Got in you. Hello.
That's,
and some of us on this
mean.
Show right now is here because they took us to church.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
I
we
am.
Got burned by the fire.
Huh.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
We got burned
yes.
by that consuming fire. Praise the Lamb.
That's it. Yes. And you know, Prophet, yes. Even in going to church and the way my mother and my grandmother took me to church, you know, it's not saying that you're not going to be rebellious, you're not going to go your way, but you know what? When
right.
you instill the church in you as a young child, even as you grow old, like the scriptures say, you won't depart because it's still in you. The Spirit
right.
will convict you. Amen. And
right.
you will find yourself coming back to the church. You'll find yourself coming back to the first love, which is God, where he had called you, especially if God has called you and chose you. You'll find yourself right back where you said you weren't ever going to go again. Amen.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I find that even as a parent myself, you know, I had to learn because there's no manual on how to be a parent. You know, you have a baby, and you learn as you go, you know.
Right.
And a lot of times we want to be friends with our children, or we don't want to discipline them too harsh because we don't want to hurt their feelings and this and that. And I had to learn the hard way that you have to discipline your children. Otherwise, they'll run over you. They'll disrespect
mm-hmm.
you.
I'll discipline
amen,
you.
They think you're their peers. You know, and as they got older, I had to tell them, I am not your peer. I will never be your friend. Amen. But
amen.
Like I told them, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Whether
amen.
You believe in him or not, whether you go to church and fall asleep or not, because what I do know, even if you sleep in church, the word is still going in that ear, and you're still getting in that ear gate. Amen.
Spirit.
So you
right.
still
amen.
Get that word. But you
yeah.
gonna go to
hallelujah.
Church.
Yeah,
first,
I took all of mine in when they were in their mother's womb and their arms. And I kept them in there. And now Gabby wants to be baptized this Sunday. And
amen.
She remember was 3 years old. And she's
amen.
Already crying out to God.
That's
Lamb of
it.
God. And I don't sit around and just say, oh, God, this, God, this. Most of the time, Gabby asking me the questions. She's coming to me. My children
life.
Have always came to me and asked me questions about God and about this that have kept our family discussions, praise the Lamb of God, to be impactful and what have you. My children have come in and asked, Daddy, can I go in your prayer garden and pray as they became teenagers and what have you. And those kinds of things is that allows you to know that something is being instilled, some level of belief is going on in their own bosoms, praise the Lord. And we have to
amen.
Come to them. They say the preacher's kids are the worst kids, not mine. I don't know what kids they're talking about.
That's what
praise
they
the
say.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My daughter wasn't a Fousey, and my sons are not whoremongers and all of that, Hophni and Phineas stuff. My kids are not like that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I
but
thank and praise God for that. But you have to do this, brothers and sisters. You have to live a life in front of them.
It's living the life. lifestyle in front of them. You don't all the time have to say anything to them. But the life that you live, because you know what, a lot of times we live a life in church that people see. But when we get home, our home is living like hell. Amen. You're
That's
living
right.
like every other person. You know, you're cussing, you're drinking, you're smoking, you're playing cards,
that's,
having
that's
car
being
parties.
A hypocrite.
You know, you're doing everything that the world is doing, but yet when Sunday comes, you're getting it together just so you can go and show face in the church. But that's not where the church, you are the church. And wherever you go, you take the church with you. So when you take the church home, you're showing them what church is. You know,
yeah.
when you go to that building, then you're showing them what your form of godliness, which is what you have. You know, we have
heaven.
A form of godliness on Sundays when we come in front of the saints. And all the time, we're not saints. Sometimes we some ain't. Amen. So
right,
we
have to
be careful.
Yeah, you have
to
pray with children.
That's
you have to
it.
Grab their hands literally and pray with them. You have to break through that force of resistance of the Antichrist spirit, anti-God spirit that comes upon our children and what have you, and you have to reach out and grab them and pray with them and pray over them. The younger you start, people of God, the better it is for you. But throwing your children in front of the cable television and with a remote and all of this, and all you want them to do is sit down so you can talk on the telephone and be on the computer and do this and do that and do that. You are setting yourself up for disaster. Praise the Lord.
Yes, you are.
They need human interaction, human mediation, and human intervention. Hello, light bulbs. They need you to listen to their problem and their little issues, and then for
yes.
you to show them that God can solve them. And their little problems must be big in your eyes because it's big in theirs. And don't marginalize their issues because that's why so many young kids are committing suicide and attempting to because we marginalize their issues. Like, boy, John, you crazy. What you talking about? I better not hear you say that again. You need to listen to what they're saying and find out where
that's
it came from, the root of it. Hello, light bulbs. The root of it. And pay attention to it before you have something on your hand you don't want to deal with. Oh, this is good medicine here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You know,
yes, Lord.
Pastor Shaquan, when I was coming up in the church, they had a saying when I got saved, little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. And
most
what the
definite.
Average believer don't understand is prayer is the true mark of a believer because that's how we communicate with God. And the more we communicate with God, the more powerful our prayers will become. And when Pastor Shaquan called me, my mind went straight to what you had been preaching at TCA. When you were ministering on prayer in the book of Acts, the 4th chapter and the 31st verse, after the apostles had been taken in to questioning about preaching and teaching in the name of Jesus, about working the miracles and the healings, they were questioned. But they counted all joy, and then after that they went and they prayed. And when they prayed, it says that they prayed, the place was shaken, when they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, another refilling, a refreshing. And they spake the word of God with boldness. That lets you know God is calling for a people that are not afraid to come together and pray. God is looking for people that are going to pray and shake the very foundations of hell. The hell that's in your house, the hell that's on your job, the hell that's in your marriage, shake the very foundations with prayer. God is calling for a remnant of people that are not afraid to step out and pray, whether you be in your home, in the school, on the job, in public places. God is calling for true believers that are not afraid to pray.
Amen. Amen.
I I concur with that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful, you know, and God is there to help us. But we must remember, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit helpeth our infirmities. He helpeth our weakness. Praise the Lord. And you got to remember this, people of God, that help is assistance. If you're not doing that, don't expect God to do it all for you.
That's right.
I promise you that. Praise the Lamb. You got to put the best foot forward. Amen,
amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. You got to put the best forward. Hallelujah. When it comes down to what we're doing to develop godly children, pray, the seed of the righteous is supposed to be blessed. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Seed of the righteous is supposed to be blessed. And when I use the word blessed, I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about,
praise
the Lamb of God, it's supposed to be
a blessed
community so that they can be the blessing to the world in representation of Christ. Hallelujah. And we're supposed to be developing them for that purpose so that they can win the generation that they live in and what have. One thing really went bad when we were coming up, Apostle, praise the Lamb of God, and you all, one thing really went bad when we came up was a lot of people in our era, at least my era, praise the Lamb of God, a little younger, was saying, I'm never going to make my kids go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Old enough. And they get and give them the right to choose. Well, you see, they chose the religion called shoot 'em up. They chose the religion called be a stripper in the club. They have chosen the Lamb of God perversion. They have chosen that's right because you gave them the right to believe what they want to believe. Hallelujah. So if you were a Christian when you said that, you must not believe that Jesus was Lord and then see him working in your life.
And you know,
told my son, my son said something like that. I said, so what you're saying is the Jesus you know is not good enough for your child.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, that ain't what I'm saying. I just want them to choose. I said, you sound like you're crazy. I mean, why would you want them to have even an opinion to choose something that you know is a cult or is out of the box with what you believe when you have tried the Lord then called you into the ministry, then you're going to say, if my son want to be a Muslim, he can be one. Son, you sound like you're on crack.
Right.
You're supposed to train up your child, and you have to teach children. Someone said this, I believe it was Shatwan, said this earlier. She said, don't no manuals come with raising kids. It's a truth.
No, it doesn't.
You know, nobody gives you a manual and say, this is, you got to do this between 1 and 5 and this, that, and another. You float along as you go.
That's
but there are some principles that can be in
the Word of God.
Hello, light bulbs. And the first knowledge is the fear of God, is the reverencing of God.
Mm-hmm.
And until that comes in your child, praise the Lamb. When I was talking to them Jews the other day, Apostle, and the rabbis, they told me they didn't believe it was no devil. That scared me. You don't believe it's no hell?
Right.
Mm-mm.
You don't believe that there is no eternal torment
for the
wicked dead? You would do anything.
That's it?
Yep.
That's right. That's it?
See, I fear going to hell. I told a friend of mine yesterday, I don't care what somebody do to me, they ain't going to drag me down to hell. No,
I'm
Lord.
Jesus.
I ain't going to hate you. I ain't got time for it. And making me miss
hell.
I don't have time for it. Praise the Lamb. I didn't went through too much hell here to die and go to hell.
Amen.
I ain't, that's not
that.
Good.
That's what I'm saying.
Hallelujah. So we have
When you raise your children up the right way, as Pastor Shaquan said earlier, it don't mean that they're not going astray. I had one of my sisters used to always tease me and talk about me. Because I brought my children up in the church. As you say, I carried them in the womb. I was in the church. And they just talked about it. They talked about my kids, called them little holy roses. But they, years later, when their children started getting into their teens, they regretted it. Because we were raised in the church, so they had no excuse. But the same one they talked about is the same one they had to call to pray for their children.
Yes, it is.
And to give them advice. Because they couldn't handle their children. But I had no problem with them. So when you take that authority from a cradle, you don't have a problem with them later, because in teaching them to fear God, you're also teaching them to fear your authority. And when I say no, no means no. You don't have to keep asking me, well, why I can't do it? Well, this one did it, so why I can't do it? You got to put the fear of you in your children as you put the fear of God in them. Other than that, they lost unless the saints are praying for them. And like
right.
I said the other day, some people just pray for them and forget about everybody else's children. They don't pray for theirs. But when they're asked to pray for others, you can't hear them.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. It's a mixture of things, but the security of your child is introducing them to a God that they know that
that's
is
right.
real.
That's
the security
right.
of mind and heart
God.
And spirit. Once they see that that God is real, oh my God, they're not going to turn from it. They may, as you all are saying, go astray. Praise the Lamb of God. When it comes down to their lifestyles and the paths they choose, they may get on the wrong path. But, baby, I promise you, the older they get, they're going to start bending back, because they're going to see the falsehood of the road that they was on. It just takes some of us longer to see it. Praise the Lamb of God. But our eyes open on that road that comes on, and then they're going to have an encounter with God if you gave them back to God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Y'all didn't get that, did you?
Yes,
if
Lord.
You gave your child to God, the Lord is going to redeem it.
That's
Amen.
It.
That's right.
That's it.
Hello, light bulbs, unless
but
you didn't give them to him.
But the problem is, so we give our children to God and we take them right back.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
We take them back.
You're right,
we think,
which
you know,
means you ain't gave them nothing.
Right.
Just like we tell the Lord that we belong to him and do anything he wants to with us, and as soon as you go through something, you decide you don't want to be bothered with God no more.
That's it.
Because he did you wrong because you never gave yourself to him in the first place.
That's it. We get on the
promise
field and when God begins to do something in us, then we start climbing up that potter's wheel. Because, see, if we know one thing. If we give ourselves and we submit ourselves totally to God, we don't have no more excuses and no more crutches to hold on to. It's nothing there. The only thing is you serving God. That's it. But we don't want to let go of them excuses. We don't want to let go of those crutches that we have, because we so used to having some an excuse. That's what it is. We have an excuse why we can't do everything that God told us to do, or why we can't raise the children how God said, or why we can't do. Well, when we get rid of all of that, then what's left? It's nothing
right.
left but to serve God totally and wholeheartedly. We don't want that. You know, we climb off the
hole. That we there were no excuses, because Jesus took all the excuses on the cross. So basically, they're not excuses; they're lies.
That's it. That's it. We have lies that we hold on to. You know.
Yep.
But you
My
know, it comes down to a point. It comes down to a point, because you know when we get in trouble, then we want to serve God. We want him to come see about us then. When we get in trouble, we climb on that potter's wheel ourselves. He don't even have to put us on the potter's wheel. But then once that trouble is over, once the storm is gone, then we climb right back off that potter's wheel, every crack that he hadn't finished, and we start to mend ourselves, amen, and we start to do things that would help us and make us feel better. You know, because, of course, the Holy Spirit is going to convict you. You know, because if you true and you say you that you believe in Christ, once you come off that Father's will, the Holy Spirit going to convict you. Now, whether
right.
you listen to it or not, it's up to you. But, you know, those are the lives that we live, and we put on so much facade and so much in front of people. You know,
mm-hmm.
even that children have discerning spirit, and they can see these things. Amen. So, you know,
yeah.
it's not like he gives them gifts, too. And some of them are in tune with their gifts, and they may not know what it is, you know, and they may not understand what it is, but they're in tune with it, you know. So we just have to live a life that's pleasing, first of all, to God. And then we have to live a life that will compel our children and family to come into the kingdom, because we live some raggedy lifestyles. And I'm included in that too, you know, but I'm learning now. You know, you can't do and say what you want to say and say that you live for God, and then you come home and you living like hell, and the children looking at you. No, they don't want to go to church. They don't want to be like, they can be like you and not go to church and not hear the preacher. And then you go and you hear the preacher, and then you see the preacher up in the club with you too. You know?
Yeah.
So, you
well,
know,
there's two evils, and one of them is being a hypocrite, and the other
That's
one
right.
is the other one is being self-righteous, as though
right.
you've never
That's
done
right.
nothing wrong.
Right.
And sometimes for those play out in the contamination of our children, I'll put it that way, in the contamination
yeah.
of our children. When it comes down to their upbringing and their lives, and what we need to do is be honest. Hello, light bulb.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
At some point, you got to be honest with your child and tell them that you bumped your head before. I always sit my
That's
sons
right.
down on issues and say, now this, you don't have to fall in this hole, because I've been in this one.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Now, if you listen to me, I can get you around this pothole right here. You don't have to drive in this hole. Daddy was in this one for a couple of years. Let me get you around this one so you can go on with your life. That ain't gonna be nothing but wasted time. Sometimes
right.
we have right. faults and flaws and things that we've done. Praise the Lamb of God. So they are recognized that you wasn't born a goody two shoe, and you had to repent of your sins, and you had to be baptized, and you had to struggle. Of life, but you made it with God. See, and that's
yeah,
what
right.
makes the God journey so valuable is when
mm-hmm.
somebody can see, I can make it if I got God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make it. I got some help. I got some assistance, and I have someone who's going to love me no matter, praise the Lamb of God, my situation or my circumstance. And that's
mm-hmm.
what we have to
yes,
give
Lord.
To our children. Praise the agape love of God to them, Jesus Christ. Boy, I promise you, it's the best serving up. But when you want to act like you this and you that and you holy and you that, then they catch you doing wrong. Hello,
yeah.
light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They catch you letting Jody out the back door in the middle of the night. They catch you going in the club. Drinking and can all, then they look at you as though you lied to them, and
mm-hmm.
that always hurt any child. It's best
mm-hmm.
for you if you drink. It's best for you to have your liquor sitting on the counter than hiding it, drinking it
all
in
right.
front of your children.
Yes, right. Amen.
Yeah.
It's the honest God truth.
Yes, you know, God, that you 100% right, because my oldest son, he got caught up. Been selling drugs, and he thought
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I kept asking him, "What are you doing?" Every day before I went to work, "What are you doing?" "Nothing, Mom. I just got a barbershop here, and this is spare room, making money, you know, so I can go record and one thing after another." And I just kept on, "Okay, every morning, what are you doing?" And then the Lord showed me one morning before I went to work that the police was going to bust that house, going to raid my house, and they did. And when I got to the house, he was there, and he was in handcuffs, and he told the police, "My mama didn't raise me like this. not my mama, Papa. I did this on my own. My mama didn't raise me like this. And the police looked at me and said, I know you're a godly woman. So when you tell me you give your children back to God, as you say, and when we surrender our all to Jesus, we must pray that prayer in faith. And a lot of people are praying without faith. But James said to pray the prayer of faith.
This is true. I think at this point, though, something is being revealed to me. Praise the Lamb here, Shatwan. I think we should deal with it right here at the top of the hour, and that is we ought to pray for some parents right now.
I was just going to tell you that, Prophet, that we need to pray for some parents and the grandparents.
And the grandparents are raising these children. And that they wake up to seeing the importance of living that life in front of these.
Yes.
Yeah, it's because we're praying for the children, and they are sitting in front of parents and people with parental authority over them who don't know God, and we need to pray for that too. Praise the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I was just going to tell you that we need to pray for our parents. You know, they need prayer because if we're gonna train our children up, they have to know and they have to be where God wants them to be first.
That's right.
Amen. Because He gave us charge over these children. He gave us authority over our children. And if you don't even have authority over your children, then you out of the will of God. Amen. So
amen.
We need to pray for our children. Amen. Come on.
I agree.
Come on, Apostle, and pray for our children.
The parents.
Hallelujah.
The parents.
The parents.
Amen.
The parents. Don't confuse, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, God, for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Father God, we lift up every parent, oh God, every parent across the world, oh God. Father God, that have children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, fill up a boldness in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, a boldness, oh God, to teach and train their children according to your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we bind the spirit of fear in the adults, oh God, to speak to their children accordingly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that you will regulate and bring divine order in every household, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, that even the parents will begin to turn their faces back to you, O God. Father God, that they'll turn to the manual, God, the book, O God, the Bible, God, to get instruction, O God, on how to raise your gift that you blessed all of us with that are parents, O God.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, remind us as parents, oh God, that these are your children, oh God. Lord God, that you are watching how we take care of your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, show us the way, oh God. Father God, let us not be afraid to anoint our children, oh God, to anoint their bedrooms, oh God, lay oil on the pillows, oh God. Lord God, to pray for them before they walk out the door, oh God. Father God, to show and teach them instructions before they head out the door. Let them know about the dangers that could await for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, it's the parents that need to be rerooted and regrounded back in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, stir it up in them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, let them not walk waywardly, oh God. Father God, your word says you'd rather for us to be hot or cold, but not lukewarm, oh God. Father God, we cancel lukewarm parents on today, oh God. Father God, that they stand for righteousness, oh God. Father God, that they stand for holiness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that their household, oh God, is based in you. The foundation is being built upon you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And they'll stand up and be like Joshua, God, and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, oh God. Lord God, that those that are hearing the sound of my voice, oh God, are being stirred up to take back their homes, oh God, where children have really kept the parents captive, oh God. They put them in houses, oh God. Really, where the kids are now the parents and telling the parents what to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against that takeover spirit right now, God.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, that every child, oh God, Lord God, shall serve you, oh God. They should learn to worship you, oh God. They should learn to pray to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, bless the grandparents, oh God. Lord God, who have taken over the whole of the pen, oh God, and raising all over again more children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, they're retired, oh God. They have a pension, oh God. And yet they're raising their sons and daughters' children all over again, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen them, oh God. Oh God, let that old word that's been in their belly since way back, oh God, be still be strong enough, oh God. Not be afraid to spank the child, oh God. Not be afraid to correct the child, oh God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, strengthen the grandparents, oh God. Strengthen them in their age, oh God.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, grant them added grace, oh God. Lord God, grant them added years of life, oh God. Lord God, they're taking them to kindergarten, oh God. They're grooming them through high school, oh God. While the parents, oh God, are doing whatever they want to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we lift up every grandparent right now, oh God. That's raising their grandchildren, oh God. Lord God, not just part-time, but full-time, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. The grandchildren are living with the grandparents, oh God. The grandparents have to rebuild their lives, oh God, when they should be grateful and enjoy retirement, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, but we thank you for the grandparents, oh God, who have extended their love to their grandchildren, oh God, who have taken them up in their arms, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and brought them in their home, oh God, because they know if they didn't, oh God, they would be wayward out in the streets, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, every additional income that's been spent on their grandchildren, oh God, Father God, return it back to them a hundredfold, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the grandparents, oh God. We thank you, oh God, back on their children, oh God, and their grandchildren, oh God. Oh God, they're still on their knees praying and interceding for their children, oh God. Their children's children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, if it wasn't the prayers of our grandparents, where would we be today, oh God? In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for them, oh God. We thank them for knowing the way, oh God. The way to you, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, when our grandparents made much out of little, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, you never heard them complain, oh God. They always trust in you, oh God. They always say the Lord will provide, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for blessing us with grandparents as such, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we glorify you and we magnify you right now, oh God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In your name. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I pray they'll hear more than a song.
Yes, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Let them see you in me. Let them hear you when I speak. Let them feel you when I sing. Let them see you. Oh, let them see you in me. Let them hear you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we worship you, God.
Hallelujah.
Reach out, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody got it.
Yes.
Somebody got it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a break. Hallelujah. Shatwan, we got a caller here. I'm going to open his mic.
Yes, Lord.
Down there
hallelujah.
In that Georgia. Like, and it just may be from Detroit. It may be my daughter here. Praise Erico 404, your mic hot? Erico 404. Your mic is hot. You might be on mute. Push your mute button. We can't hear you. 849-7822. Erico 404.
Hit refresh.
All right. No one's there.
Amen.
All right, Shatwan, continue on.
Amen.
Shatwan, I'm listening to you, but I got to make a call.
Amen. And you know, I wanted to ask a question of the intercessor. We're praying, amen, and we're supposed to be on the wall, amen. But, you know, our prayers are not being effective, you know, because there's something that's blocking our prayers, amen, you know. And my question is, what happens when you have people praying and they're supposed to be praying together, but you got somebody that's praying that have unforgiveness in their heart? Does that prayer reach heaven? Does God hear that prayer? What happens? You know what I'm saying? Because we know that when we have unforgiveness in our heart, there's something that's blocking us, and we can't pray effective. And you know, my question is, if I'm praying with Sister Bertha, Prophetess Bertha, and I got unforgiveness in my heart, does God hear that prayer? Amen. So, you know, that's something for us to think about. You know, as intercessors, we have to make sure that when we go on the wall, when we go on our post to pray, there is nothing there that's blocking our prayers. Amen. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
I'm not saying that it happens. I'm not saying that any one of you all have that. But, you know, there have been times where I have prayed and I knew I was mad at somebody, you know, but, you know, not even thinking if my prayer would go through or be effective, you know, or you know, that it would do what it's supposed to do. And the question is, what happens when that happens? Amen.
You know, Pastor Shaquan, I don't know if it's in the Bible or not, but I used to hear it a lot in church, that God hears not the prayer of a sinner unless he comes to repentance.
Exactly.
But we know that we have to go before God with a pure heart and a pure mind.
And clean
because
hands.
Because purification has to take place, because the priest did it in the Old Testament, the Levites. So our minds and our hearts have to be pure in order to go before God. We must repent first. Because
that's
I don't think God honors our prayers unless we repent. And when we don't repent and God is not hearing our prayers, whomever we are praying for, could be lost.
That's it.
It can be sick and a healing could take place, but it can't take place because our prayers are not clean.
That's it.
So we must constantly, daily, repent before we pray. Because somebody's life is on the line, hanging in the balance, waiting on our prayers to go forth. And James says right here in the fifth verse, chapter 5, verse 14, and the prayer that is of faith will save him who was sick. Our prayers we must clean, and we must pray in faith. And the
mm-hmm.
Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Repentance must take place. We must have faith to believe that God has forgiven us before we pray. Because as you say, it blocks, unforgiveness blocks anything. Our
That's
prayers,
it.
Our blessings, our development spiritually. There's a lot of things that blocks us from getting the full connection with God. So we must be sure that our temple is clean before we go before God.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. You know, and a lot of times, you know, I don't know. You know, we go to church and we don't know what our leaders are going through. We don't know what's going on in their homes and what's going on with their children and their wives or their husbands and stuff. But, you know, we have to continue to pray for them, too. Because, you know, they too can be up there with unforgiveness in their heart. You know, they could have just had an argument and get up here and they preaching and they praying. But, you know, a lot of times some of them are so their head has gotten so big that they forget that they too have to repent. They forget that they too have to come before
that's
God
right.
with a clean heart
right.
and a clean hand. And we
that's
were
right.
listening and we think that our leader is has our best interest at heart, you know what I'm saying? And some
uh-huh.
of them do, but some of them, you know, it's not even about us. It's about how, the membership or the church or politics
right.
in the church, amen? And,
oh,
you know,
finances.
We got the biggest church. And, you know, we have to continue to pray and ask God for a discerning spirit, amen?
That's
because
right.
surely
right.
if he's sitting up here and his mind is not on his members, because it's not about ministry anymore. You know, and a lot
that's
of times
right.
it, they have forgotten about ministry. You know, once you're in the, and I say you're in the church and in into this lifestyle, you become lax, you know what I'm saying, because you think you know it all or you think you have done all that you could do, you know what I'm saying, but you
right.
forget about everything we do is just ministry.
Right.
It's ministry
it
to get up there and
ministry.
It's ministry to get up there and pray for your people or to pray for your congregation or even to look out and see that a member is missing and you
right.
go
that's
and
right.
phone and find out where they are. That's ministry.
Amen.
And they have become too big-headed or too lackadaisical, you know, to even check on the congregation, your sheep that God has given you. Amen.
Amen. That's what they're supposed
to
do.
You know, that's it. We have to, you know, we have to keep them lifted up in prayer because, you know,
yes,
they're falling by the wayside. And
right.
then you find, you know, you'll find your member has left the church and you don't even know why they're gone.
Right.
Amen.
You know what? Sometimes that's
amen.
Why we forget that our leaders are human and they
that's
go through
it.
The same things in life
that
we go through. That's why the Lord said in his word, pray for those that are in the places of authority, whether it's
yeah.
in the political field or in the ministry. God
right.
has commanded us to pray for them, to
that's
undergird
it.
Them, to lift them up, because they're not robots. They were men and women before they took their call to be shepherds.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. But we put them on a pedestal.
Right.
That's
the
right
problem
there.
Right there. That's what's wrong right there.
And then
they're
and
not
then
God. They're just leaders.
Then we want to leave the church because the preacher ain't no good. But even ministers have a past, and some of them have not went to God to have things released from their past. They're holding on to things from their past that they need to be cleansed of. We all have a past.
Right.
But some of our pasts are not pretty. I know I did some things that showed up that I didn't like. They were ugly to me, so I knew they were ugly to God.
That's
and
it.
And as I came to myself, I said, God, I couldn't believe I did it. But that's what happened when you're not in the will of God and you have separated yourself from him.
That's
uh-huh.
it. That's it. When we continue to put our leaders on pedestals like they're God.
Right.
You know, and God is not pleased with that. You know,
right.
when
well,
we're
right.
called, when we're called to pray, God, this is not, this. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I pray for my past, I pray, you know, and then, but at the same time, when you're praying for your past, what are you praying for?
Right.
You know,
that's
what
right.
are you praying for
that's
them for?
Right.
What has God, see, the thing about it is, what has God revealed to you that you need to pray for your shepherd?
Right.
Not what you think, not what you think, but what has God revealed to you? Because as an intercessor, we're supposed to always be where God can tell us what we're praying for, what we're interceding for, because that's what intercession is, interceding.
Right.
That's right.
You know.
Discernment should always be on high alert.
Some
people pray with wrong motives and bring strange religions,
false
spirits, rather, that are not of God.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Timothy talks about that in 2 Timothy, this foreign anointing that's in the church, that's on the people, some of the people of God. Some are in the church just to tear it up.
That's it. They were planted in there. They were planted to tear up the church. But then, see, as intercessors, then we got to be on alert and we got to know. We should be able to see
when the
enemy has planted somebody in the church to tear up the church or to tear your leader down. Because here it is. If the leader is tore down, then what happens to the church?
Exactly.
It's divided. A divided house cannot stand.
The church becomes tore down. It becomes divided. The people begin to bicker and fight between one another, and they don't even know why.
So what I'm hearing is, even though we need repentance, we truly need love, because if we have love, we have compassion like Christ, we'll be more understanding, even with their flaws as leaders, even our fellow brothers and sisters. If we have love in our hearts, even if they make a mistake, we're not quick to point out their errors. We're not quick to highlight their issues. We'll go into intercession for them immediately and counteract what the enemy was trying to use against them instead of talking about them. And sometimes we don't even realize that the enemy is using us, because instead of you praying, which is godly, you're gossiping. You become
that busybody that God doesn't like in the Bible. We talk about them. We don't come together as prayer. I remember they used to have prayer meetings. They used to get together and call each other. We used to have prayer lines that we would call each other and pray for one another and pray for the leader. But instead, when we see the leader has fallen, you know, we don't pray for him anymore. We talk about him and we lead a church. Yet alone, nobody has saw the sin that you have done that will cause them to leave you.
And not only that, you left the church with your spirit, and you're going to have the same problem in the other church because you carry your spirit with you.
Because you're taking it with you. And as an intercessor, it's our job to continually pray for our leader. When we see our leader has fallen, we don't go over there and stomp on them. We go over there and we begin to pray for them to pick them up, amen, and pray that they may not fall again. They may not fall in a trap. You know, and that God would open their eyes, that they would see, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of them continue to fall
jump
in that same trap because nobody's praying for them.
Right.
Let me jump in this with you all. That's an area that I touch on in our international conferences and stuff. I've taught on covering your man and woman of God and this, that, and another.
Mm-hmm.
And you all are talking on some pertinent things here. When it comes down to first being qualified to do it, everybody is not qualified to do that. Everybody can pray for their leader, but everybody is not qualified to step into the place. And a lot of people just don't want to hear me when I say this, but being an intercessor and being a gapper is two different things.
That's right.
And what I need as an apostle and a prophet, I need somebody with the gapper's anointing praying for me.
who first of all is
an elder. When the scripture says let the elders go pray, what it's talking about is the mature ones. I need somebody spiritually mature. I don't need a babe in Christ thinking they can pray for me and stand in the gap for me. I need somebody that's mature in their heart, in their mind, and their relationship with God, and recognize their own faults and flaws.
Amen.
That's what I need. Hello, light bulbs. Who won't be looking at me like I don't have to go to the bathroom every day.
Okay.
Hello, light bulbs. That sees my humanity.
That's it.
Yes. Yes.
Hello, light bulbs, and the anointing, and then we'll reverence the anointing that's on my life.
Amen.
Because what happens is when the Holy Spirit starts revealing, a lot of us can't handle what he's revealing because we don't want to put it in the right.
You better say that again. You better say it again.
We don't want to appropriate to the right place and deal with it rightly. We would rather get on the phone and call our best girlfriend or whoever and say stuff like, you know, I had a dream last night about pastor, about bishop, about prophet, and I know it must be going on because this is what the Lord showed me. The key word is he showed you.
Uh-huh.
And
you alone.
And the reason he showed you
wanted your friend
is
to know he
would have
showed
you. Right.
Hello, like Bob. If he had wanted your friend to know, he would have showed it. If he wanted your friend to know, he would have showed it to your friend. I'm talking.
Right. I'm
talking, Bertha.
One true dapper ran from the assignment.
Bertha, can you hear me?
Yes,
can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm talking.
If
he wanted your girlfriend to know,
I don't think she can hear.
He would have gave her the vision.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He revealed it to you.
Right.
That's right.
For you to intercede.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For you to pray over it.
Come on,
not
man.
For you to do something about it.
That's right.
And some of us are not spiritually mature. To handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you said something about, you know, the way we put our ministers up on a pedestal. Well, that falls two ways. The Word of God says that to show double honor. Hello, light bulbs. You can't tear the Word up now. The Word of God says you're supposed to show double honor to them that labor.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the Word. Amen.
Especially
in the Word.
Now, it tells you that. But it don't tell you to make them a god.
That's right. That's right. That's very important, Apostle.
It don't tell you to deify.
Right.
It don't tell you to make them a god in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Hello. Neither to substitute them for God. And that's
right.
A lot of believers' problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because we go to our pastor and we bypass God.
That's true.
You're right.
And when it prays, we just come straight to our pastor for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
As though God hears him, but he don't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with that picture, Prophet.
Something wrong with that picture.
If
that shows you again, you spiritually immature.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
And if you ain't got enough belief in yourself to know that God hears you and you got to go to somebody else, then you need to check your walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Well, some people are spiritually immature because of their time in relationship with God in the church. And then some are spiritually mature because they're spiritually retarded.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to grow up.
Right.
That's right.
You know
they
what else?
They want to stay whiny and bratty and attention and lazy and don't want to spend time fasting and in prayer.
Jesus.
Ding dong, ding dong. The witch just hollered and cried.
That's right.
The truth of the matter. The lot of us who need to grow up in God. And seek God's face, praise the Lamb of God. And when you come into a place of spiritual maturity, your whole prayer life changes. Where you can intercede for others. You're not there talking about your every day. Talking about food and the rent and Lord pay my bill. You recognize that he's gonna supply your every need.
Amen.
And you just thank God for your provision and you go on and you look for it in faith because he's been taking care of you all your life. That should come to you at some point of your spiritual journey. Then I'm gonna eat. I'm going to have a place to sleep.
That's right.
Irregardless of what the world do. That's going to be taken care of. Because my Father in heaven loves me. And if
that's
he give
it.
A bird a nest, if he
that's
give
right.
a rabbit a hole, he got a place for me to lay my head.
That's
you
right.
know that's right.
Amen. I'm living it.
Eat, I'm going to eat. Or I'm going to eat one of them.
Yeah. That's it.
Hello, light bulbs.
And it's going to be good.
So somewhere, at some point, we need to grow up spiritually and go to the weightier things
yes.
of the spirit.
Get
so we can
mirror.
Be what we need to be in the house of God and when it comes down to our leaders and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop looking at them as though they are something that God has not called them to be. God never
That's
called
right.
us to be gods.
No,
right.
he didn't.
He's called us to be his messengers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He called us to be his arms and his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
That's what he called
Amen.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have to watch out for those who think they are gods.
Right.
That are misleading the people. Because
yeah, that's
you,
a bigger
you,
trap,
you notice
right?
when those leaders are exposed for whatever it is, you can tell the sheep, if you can tell by their relationship, because they will leave or they get so dismantled when the leader has fallen, because they have looked at that person as God and not God himself, because they would still be there and still be willing to lift up the man of God, a woman of God, with the spirit of meekness.
Right.
Truly. Truly. And that's what we have to do. And then we have to get in a position again to pray and ask God and ask through by the Holy Ghost to lead our prayer for our men and women of God. Because you don't know what to pray for.
Amen. Amen.
Right, Bubs. And you may be praying against the will of God for your man or woman of God.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't know about you, Apostle, but I done prayed for some men of God, and the Lord told me don't pray for them no more.
Amen.
Hello,
Amen.
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 Told me they were none of his and don't pray for them no more.
Yep.
See, when you're in tune to the Lord and when you're in mm-hmm. tune to the Holy Spirit can reveal more to you when you're mature.
Yes.
That won't take the top of your head off.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Won't blow you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're right, Prophet. Absolutely.
So that you can stay in a place, praise the Lamb of God, of spiritual sanity.
Hmm.
Yes.
And not be tripping
yeah.
about what you see. And be going
yeah,
to all
right.
these preachers, all these folks, and you never looking in the mirror at yourself.
That's right. Right. What about you?
Right.
What
right.
about you?
That's hello, my dog. I mean, we all flesh and blood.
Yes,
yes,
we are.
And no matter what you try to do to keep your furniture clean, dust going to get on it one way or another.
That's
right.
Dirty.
But it's
you ain't got to touch it. It's going to get dirty.
But
the same thing happened with us. We're made of dirt.
Okay.
Something's going to happen sooner or later. Either you going to say the wrong thing, you going to think the wrong thing, or you going to do the wrong thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you want the
to...
same reconciliation. You want God to forgive you and restore you. Then that's the way you ought to be about your leader.
That's it.
Amen.
And we have to have a daily maintenance of ourselves too. You know, we have to continually put in that flesh under subjection. Because
yeah.
the flesh has up, no good thing come out of that flesh.
Nope.
You know.
That's not
so
a license for leaders to do what they want to and sin and do whatever they want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about those of us who are going to be intercessors, who are going to be praying, praise the Lamb
that's
of God
right.
for our leaders, what have you, then you're going to have to be spiritually mature.
That's it.
You have to be spiritual.
You have to.
Because when you go to the hospitals or sit down with a doctor who deals with depression, he'll tell you that the majority of his patients are pastors. That pastors deal with depression, the majority of us, more than any other profession.
Absolutely, Prophet.
Because we carry the weight of so many people on us.
Yes.
Right. That's it.
And we carry it in multiple ways. One way is that we're their intercessors, so we're praying for all of their needs and stuff that they bring to us.
You're right.
The second way is, praise the Lamb of God, is that we know that blood is required at our hands.
Yes.
Jesus.
Those of us who are real.
Yes,
then
God.
The third way is we got to live according to their scrutinizing of us, even no matter what the Bible says. No matter what the Bible says. Jesus turned water into wine, and everybody drunk the wine. Jesus was at the party, too. He probably had some, too. But let you see your pastor out drinking some wine.
Come on now.
There you go.
Y'all got quiet on that one.
That's right. You better tell it. The world done came to an end.
Wrong. How is it wrong right at the wedding feast of Cana of Galilee and wrong today?
Right. Amen.
Because we self-righteous.
Right.
Because we establish our own rules.
Rules. Self-righteous, yes.
Everybody in the pew can drink, but the man in the pulpit can't.
Right.
But everybody in the pew going to heaven drinking, but if the pastor take a drink, he ain't going.
That's good.
Double standards.
Okay. Okay, double standards. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you can go right on down the list. And then they're going to say, well, it's because of his calling, and it's because he anointed. You called and anointed too. You called from darkness. You called. You are the anointing of God.
That's it.
Ain't nowhere in the Bible it says, and the sheep have a license to do what they want to, and it's all right.
Exactly.
It's not there.
That's right. Can't be found.
Because we're not spiritually mature.
Mm-mm.
We're still sucking on milk.
That's it.
We still sucking on milk.
We not on the meat.
No steak. We want to be deep. We want to be deep and spooky, and we not.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
We not.
Hello, light bulbs. Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb.
You saying something?
So I'm just saying to put my two cents in, praise the Lamb of God, if we're going to say, oh, we got to pray for our leaders and this, that, and another, then the first start praying for yourself first.
Right.
And say, Lord, get my heart right to accept whatever it is that you reveal to me to pray about for my leader. Because it might blow your mind.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Because it might blow your mind. My God, my God.
My God.
My God, my God.
Yes, Lord. And I think, Prophet, that we need to pray for our leaders. Amen. We need to pray for them, and we need to pray for their leadership. We need to pray for the spiritual maturity of our intercessors and our gappers. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And pray for our leaders and pray for our intercessors. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I repent my sins and ask for forgiveness in the magnifying name of Jesus, O glorious Lord, thy God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your wisdom on this day, your understanding and your knowledge in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. As your light shine down upon your men and women of God, Father God. Glory unto you, Jesus. We lift up our leaders, Father God. We lift up our apostles. We lift up our prophets, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our teachers and our pastors, Father God. Our evangelists, in the name of Jesus. Every person that you have ordained, Father God, to lead your sheep on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you for your holy hedge of protection over their life, over their mind, Father God. Cover and keep their hearts in the name of Jesus. No weapons of warfare shall harm them in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. Hallelujah. We rebuke the naysayers right now in the name of Jesus. We cast out every unclean spirit from them now, Father God. Oh, merciful King Jesus, Lord and Savior, God. We call upon your mercy. We call upon your heart, Father God, for our leaders, Jesus, Lord
yes,
and Savior.
God.
Where can we go, Father God, if they're not covered, Father God? Where can we go, Father God, if they're not in position, Father God? Where can we go, Father God, if they're henpecked in the name of Jesus? If they're not encouraged, Father God, where can we, Father God, if they're followers of your people, of your power, Father God? Where can we go, Father God, if we don't lift up our leaders in the name of Jesus, Father God? I'm calling upon your heavens, Father God. I'm calling your throne room, Father God. I'm yanking on your heart, Jesus. I'm asking you to pour your spirit over our leaders right now, God.
Yes, God.
I ask you to cover them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Pour your oil over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Every hurt that they ever gone through, Father God, heal them in the name of Jesus. Every discouraging spirit, Father God, we cast it out now, God. Reinforce them, Father God. Fortify them in your Holy Ghost anointing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. If there's any gap in the hedges, Father God, seal it up in the blood of Jesus, Lord and Savior. Father God, we love you. We honor you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them safe. We thank you, God, for trusting them with your mysteries of the heaven. We thank you, Father God, for the visions and dreams that you have placed in their bosom, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for the men and women of God that you have placed upon this earth
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, God. We give you glory and honor, Father God. You know their hearts, Father God. You know their mind even better than they do, Father God. So I'm asking you, Jesus, pour into them even more, Father God, wherever they're lacking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Place the right people, Father God, around them, Father God, the right gapper, the right intercessors, Father God, the right people that will encourage them, the right people that they can trust, the right people with sincerity and integrity in the magnified name of Jesus, the ones that can repent their sins and ask for forgiveness, the ones that keep their knees bent and their head bowed, the ones that seek your face daily in the name of Jesus, Father God. Line these people up before them and around them, Father God, all around the world in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they can lead your people where you desire them to be, Father God. We give you glory and honor in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
God.
Father God. Hallelujah, Father God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the intercessors, Father God, as you
yes,
wake
God.
Them up one by
That's
one by one by one in the name of Jesus.
That's
as
your
you
name.
Quiver their heart in the name of Jesus, as you wake them up out of their slumber, as you reinforce them, Jesus, Lord and Savior, as they realize the importance of their responsibility, Father God, they don't have time to get weary.
Oh,
Lord, they
don't
Lord, have
Lord.
Time to put their heads down and look at their feet. They don't have time
yes,
to look at their own situation. In the name of Jesus, Father God, their responsibility is to seek you, Father God. Their responsibility is only to know what you are saying and what you are doing, not to look over their shoulders, Father God, because surely if you feed the birds and the bees, and surely if you feed the trees and the grass, Father God, we are fed. We are covered, Father God. We are anointed and protected by the blood of Jesus, because we are an intricate part of the
ministry, Father God, and you will not forsake us. You will not turn away from us. You will not leave us in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Take out the unclean things out of them, Father God. Take out the spirit of gossip. Take out the busybodiness, Father God. Take out the witchcraft spirit, the warlock spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every unclean spirit, Father God, shatter it now in the atmosphere of God. Shatter it now in the natural, Father God, and take your people back up, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. As we wear the full armor of Jesus Christ, as we walk in peace in the name of Jesus, as the sword is in our hand and in our mouth, we shall cut asunder in the name of Jesus. We shall rebuke the enemy. Hallelujah. You said if we resist the devil, it shall flee, Father God. And here we are together in unity. Here we are in love. Here we are in compassion. And we are resisting the enemy, Father God. We know it has to flee. Because where you stand, God, the devil got to go. In the magnified name of Jesus, we ask you to have your way on this day, oh Lord, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing and all that to come. In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My God, my God. God is just awesome. Praise the Lamb. Just in conversation, you see how awesome it is that the Lord can reveal so much to us without us even going on a script to say this is what we're going to talk about. But just to, just birthing out of prayer, praise the Lamb of God. And it's just so much, praise the Lamb of God, as we pray for our leaders, you know, that and recognize people, there's invisible burdens. Oh, my God, that you can't even imagine that's on the men and women of God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
There's invisible burdens. What you see on Sunday when your pastor or shepherd get in the pulpit and start preaching is some of the easy the easiness of ministry. Preaching is not that hard and difficult for me. I love it. And we love doing it. The average preacher that I know love to preach. We love to preach. Preaching is not the problem. That's not the problem. It's pastoring. That's the problem.
That's right.
It's leading people.
Yes.
Who don't want to be led.
That's it. That's it. Kicking and screaming. Hallelujah.
It's leading people, praise the Lamb of God, to pastures green that they don't even that they ain't even thinking about.
No, they're not.
The pastor to take the church over somewhere, and the people don't see it, don't want to see it, don't care nothing about it. That's
don't
a burden.
Want they don't want it.
That's a burden on the heart of the pastor.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And more pastors are having heart attacks and strokes.
And
my
and,
goodness gracious.
And committing suicide.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Suicide too. I don't know if I'm to do that. And we just have to understand that these people are human beings. They have feelings and emotions. And sometimes the pastor feels so unloved. So unloved.
Yes, they do.
Oh, unloved. I mean, the church will raise money and pay all kinds of bills at the church and stuff. And some churches,
absolutely.
Yeah, if their pastor's cell phone is on.
That's right, Prophet.
And if they call him and if it's off, they will talk about him like your dog.
You're right.
And I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you talking right. You talking right.
No light bulb. Some don't care if he got food. They don't care if his shoes ran over. He can have dirt all on his suit. They'll see it. It simply
That's
means
it.
Need somebody to care about him.
That's it.
All it means. And it's a sign of depression. If your pastor is a sharp dresser and he stopped dressing sharp, it only means he's going into depression.
That's it.
Because he don't
That's
care
it.
No more. Always shaved and was clean faced, and now he just let his hair be any kind of way. He going into depression.
And we're not even concerned about it.
And you better see the signs. He always have his fingernails clean and nice. Now they all nasty, dirt up under him. He going into depression. You better be careful.
Oh, yes,
those are just some of the signs. And then when they don't pray for a long time, a month go by, he's just letting other people preach. He depressed.
That's it. That's it.
Hello, light bulb.
You preaching today. You talking today.
Get depressed. He don't want to preach to the sheep.
Mm-mm. Because they don't care about him, so he don't care about them. He
I'm
can't.
Just telling you all the truth.
You telling the truth.
I'm just telling you all the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Some of them don't even want to come to the church anymore. They don't even want to come to the church.
We know that. That is just, you know, praise God. That goes without saying. I thank God for a small congregation because numbers don't bother me at all. I don't care. I teach the 5, 10, 15. It don't make me no difference because I know why. I know I'm doing God's will. This is what he told me to do. This is what he told me to be. And the Lord take care of me for it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You have to come to a place of understanding your man and your woman of God. You have to come to a place of seeing and sensing their need, that they need to be told in a real way sometimes that you love them and not this fly-by-night stuff. They need to know that they appreciate it.
That's it.
Praise God. They need to. Don't let a year go by and then their anniversary come and you ain't got a nickel.
Come on, Prophet. Sometimes they don't even have an anniversary.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's a real truth. And a lot of people don't know that 85% of pastors who have anniversaries give their money back to the church because the church bills behind.
Because they lacking. That's right.
No, because people will pay the anniversary assessment and don't pay their tithes.
That's right. They're lacking.
So there's no money to pay the bills.
You're right. You absolutely
now, I didn't experience that year after year. I know that firsthand.
I know my pastor know, too. I know my pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, it's like in 1 year, they gave me an anniversary, and all the expense for the anniversary came out of the anniversary offering. So when they got through, it was nothing left.
Come on now.
Asked them to do nothing. They did it all. They bought this for decorations. They bought that. They did this. They invited this person from here and there and all that. And when it was over, all of it went to expenses.
And that ain't right.
And the pastor go home with, we love you.
Nothing.
The people in the South did better than we do today. At least they did bring them chickens and watermelons and peas and load his car up for him and his family with food.
You're right,
Prophet. It's a shame. I'm telling you, there are some pastors that are suffering. I just got off, just the other night, I ain't going to call his name. I'm talking to him, and he was crying. So I left my church Sunday with a $5 love offering.
Oh, wow.
I'm on love offering, and I left my church with $5. And I had to start sharing with them that I have left my church with nothing, that I sometimes have to pay my church to listen to me.
My God.
I said, but rejoice in your suffering. Because if you're suffering for Christ, you got a reward coming that's beyond your vivid imagination. Just stay there and do what God has called you to do. Hello, light bulb.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's some suffering that goes on that people don't even concern themselves with. and call themselves prophetic. How you can't see that? How you can't see the broken spirit in your past? That your pastor has a broken heart and has been broken by the church.
Yes, God.
And then you look at your pastor and years have gone by and you know him and his wife hasn't been on vacation or nothing. Just working him to death.
And they don't care.
Everybody in the church go on vacation.
And, you know, Prophet, a lot of times I believe that, you know, the people, they see their pastor, but here's the thing, they don't feel like they deserve it. They don't want to see the pastor prosper because they feel like they don't deserve it.
They'll never be blessed.
That's right. They don't want them to have more than they got.
They will always go around in a circle of what they think is blessed. But they will never go into the overflow of their blessings. Until you are happy to see prosperity, praise the Lamb of God, that's on your priest. I went to the attorney's home to do the Passover at house one year, and out of his back window, he was showing me where his rabbi lives. And I said, that house is the rabbi's house over there? He said, yeah, that's our rabbi's house. I said, wow. I said, you all really take good care of him. He said, rabbi, whatever his name was, is one of the richest men in the community. And I say, how is that? He says, because all of the tithes go to the priest.
Yes.
Y'all didn't get that, did you?
That's the way it's supposed to be. It's in the word.
We messed up. The tithes belong to the priest.
The priest. It's in the word.
Ain't that to pay the light bill?
Okay.
That's supposed to go into the priest's hand. Ain't nowhere in the Bible where it says it's for the upkeep of the church. It's for the priest. Read it.
It's for the priest.
Because he has no inheritance. Because he has no time to be running around trying to take care of you and pray for you and prepare sermons and lessons and what have you and do radio shows and all of this, and at the same time, go work a 9-to-5. That's killing a man.
That
is. So God told them, when you come into the promised land, when you tithe, you will take a tenth of this and a tenth of that. It goes to the priest. Y'all just don't want to read the Bible.
That's what they want to do half of
it. If your tithes go to the rabbi, and that's what made me start studying. I said, how do y'all take care of y'all? He said, our temple is paid for before we build it. I see why y'all so blessed now. I see why you all so blessed. Our temple is paid for before we step in it.
My God.
Jesus.
Hello?
My God. Come on, somebody.
Hello? Praise the Lamb of God. But us, we want our pastor to sit on the curb and flip barbecue and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, come on now.
And then mistreat them.
That's it?
You
right.
This has been a wonderful day. Listen, brothers and sisters, let me remind you, praise the Lamb of God, psminternational.org. There, praise the Lamb of God, you can sow seeds. And don't forget about the seed the Lord asked us for. I don't want nobody to miss that Jubilee blessing, praise the Lamb of God, of what God asked us to do about that $50. And then, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord promised that everyone that gave will know that he is God.
Yeah.
The thing is, Our books are there. The materials are there. Praise the Lamb of God. You can order your material. Even when you sow the seed, if you want a book, I'll send you a book. Praise the Lamb of God from just you sowing the seed. Don't
yes,
even worry about it. What you want, prophet will send you a book. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want to see you walking in favor and in prosperity as God has pronounced it over your life. We must go. It's Friday. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. We might. I'm going to see. Can we do the show from the sanctuary Tuesday?
All righty.
I might be eight. Don't know. I don't know. We're going to try. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have to talk to the apostle about it. But since it's about God, she may say yes. And hopefully she'll come on. Yes. I love you guys.
Amen.
I love you
Amen.
From the bottom of my heart.
Love you all.
And
be
that's
blessed.
Why I teach you nothing but the truth, the whole truth. So help me, God. Be blessed.
Hallelujah.
I'll talk to you all next week. Thank you, Shatwan. You did an awesome job. Thank you, intercessor.
Thanks.
Apostle!